of us are in the middle of one kind of challenge or another, right? And in the middle of those challenges, it is only natural to question God. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas. When Lacey Buchanan's son was born blind, without eyes even, she had many questions for God.
Everybody's going to face the hardest day of their life. They really will. It's going to look different for everybody, but we're going to be there. And I was there. You know, I asked those questions. Why me, God? Why are you letting this happen to me? I believe in the sovereignty of God, and I believe that he could have snapped his fingers and fixed all my problems in an instant, but he didn't. And I had to come to terms with that. And I had to come to terms with, you know, if the Bible says that God is good, and if the Bible says that God is love, then, you know, what's not connecting here for me?
And looking at God's character in his word brought her hope.
Now, I had to really dig into scripture and really learn the character of God and learn to see God for who he really was. And he wasn't a genie just ready to grant my every wish. But that didn't mean he wasn't good, and that didn't mean he wasn't loving. And so, you know, when somebody's facing the hardest days of their life, I would encourage them just to dig into the scriptures and really seek God. And you know, the Bible says that when we seek him, we will find him. And I think that was what happened with me. I sought him and I found him. And I'm still learning about who he is. I mean, he's just, you know, he's God. There's always something to learn about him and about his wonder. And, you know, I just would encourage people, just hang on and trust in the promises of God and dig into the scripture and really see the beauty and the wonder of what God has in store for all of us.
No matter what, God does have a good plan for your life, even when the struggles are severe. Would you like to hear more encouraging stories like Lacey's? Go to makingyourlifecount.com.